You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And it's here on LAist 89.3. I'm Antonia Cerejido in for Nereida Moreno. Today, August 29th, marks the 55th anniversary of the Chicano Moratorium. On this day in 1970, nearly 3,000 people marched to the streets of East Los Angeles in a peaceful protest to condemn the disproportionate number of Latinos dying in the Vietnam War. And there's a new play that spotlights that history and the broader Chicano movement in LA. Host Nereida Moreno sat down with the director of the play, Ramiro Segovia, to discuss why this play is still relevant today. Here's that conversation.
And so the play is anchored by the legacy of journalist Ruben Salazar, who was killed on this day. For people who aren't familiar with that name, tell us more about him and his work.
Well, Ruben Salazar was a writer for LA Times. He was writing for the Chicano community. He was shot at the moratorium march. With the play, we get to see what Salazar wrote about. I think it was a voice, you know, for our people to really take to heart what he was saying and what being a Chicano was all about.
And we've seen large-scale protests here in Los Angeles over the federal immigration crackdown. Can you talk about the parallels that we're seeing today from the protests back in 1970?
Well, I believe it was June 8th was the first march that happened downtown. You know, a lot of our Latino community really just kind of being mistreated, you know, with the ICE targeting of communities. Now, you know, we're seeing our schools, even us having to take care of our students and really making our schools be safe. It's tough. So, you know, after this play was produced in 1990, which was 20 years after Salazar's death, things haven't changed. We're still, you know, battling some issues that we need to overcome. With this show, this has become an impact initiative working with the Latino Theater Company.
Right. Yes. Tell us more about that partnership and how it's reaching local students.
So the Impact Initiative works with community colleges. I'm actually an adjunct professor over at Los Angeles City College. What it does is it provides 2 free tickets for all the productions to all community college students in Los Angeles. And this program is designed to give community college students access to cultural experiences, which allow them to participate in artistic and social conversations of the city. I think this play really opens up the history and really teaches our students what being Chicano is and just really diving deeper into Ruben Salazar and his writing.
And without spoiling it, can you tell us a little bit more about the play and what audiences can expect?
In the play, the spirit of Ruben Salazar visits a professor who's wrestling with her identity, which reminds us that, you know, the history is not locked in the past. It continues to visit us. You know, it challenges us. The production reaches back across, as we know, decades to honor the fight for social justice and defines what Los Angeles is about.
And what is one message that you hope the audience takes away from watching this performance?
I think the message is that, you know, we all have a voice. And I think at times we might be scared to voice, but I think when we come together as a community, we find strength in numbers. And, you know, we got to stand up for our people and just people in general and really be kind to each other. I think after seeing the show, you know, it leaves us with what can we do? And it's great for, especially for our students working on this production is a beautiful way for them to really speak up and use their voice through the arts.
We've been speaking with Ramiro Segovia, director of the play August 29th. You can catch tonight's performance at East Los Angeles College at 8 p.m. And the show runs through September 15th at the Latino Theater Company. Ramiro, thank you so much.
Thank you.